Glendale sees 12% rise in homeless count. Glendale, California, the number of people experiencing homelessness in Glendale increased by 12% in the city's 2026 homeless count, while the number of unsheltered people who reported becoming homeless dropped by more than half, city officials announced on August 27. The January 20 count identified 220 people experiencing homelessness in Glendale, located in Los Angeles County. Of those, 96 were sheltered and 124 were unsheltered. Compared with 2025, the sheltered population decreased 13%, while the unsheltered population increased 43%. Among the 124 unsheltered people, 17 reported becoming homeless in Glendale, down 54% from 37 in 2025. 9 of the 17 were experiencing homelessness for the first time, while 8 reported living in Glendale their entire lives before becoming homeless. Behind every number is a person with their own circumstances and needs, and our responsibility is to meet people where they are, Mayor Artie Kasakian said. Our housing team continues to approach this work from many directions, from helping residents stay housed before they reach a crisis to connecting people experiencing homelessness with outreach, shelter, supportive services, and pathways to permanent housing. Housing affordability and economic instability remained leading contributors to homelessness, according to the city. Among 39 unsheltered people surveyed, 15, or 38%, cited an inability to afford rent as the cause of their homelessness. 10, or 26%, cited loss of employment. 8, or 21%, cited the death of a parent. And 7 each, or 18%, cited illness and divorce or separation. Of the 15 who cited an inability to afford rent, 5 had been renting in Glendale before becoming homeless. The count also found 18 unsheltered people experiencing homelessness for the first time, one fewer than in 2025. 6, or 33%, were between the ages of 55 and 64. Among those experiencing homelessness for the first time, 6 cited divorce or separation as the cause, 5 cited inability to afford rent, 4 cited the death of a parent and 4 cited loss of employment. Mental health disorders were the most commonly reported disabling condition among unsheltered people surveyed, with 17 cases, or 44%. Other reported conditions included physical disabilities, chronic health conditions, alcohol or drug use, and developmental disabilities. 42% of the unsheltered population was age 55 or older, including nearly 22% who were at least 65. All 124 unsheltered people were in households without children. Among the 96 sheltered people counted, 52% were female and 48% were male. Accompanied children accounted for 48% of the sheltered population. Hispanic or Latino people made up the largest racial or ethnic group among sheltered people at 46%, followed by Black or African American people at 23%. The city said its homeless services section administers federal, state, county, and local programs providing outreach, homelessness prevention, interim and permanent housing, supportive services, and long-term housing stability. Glendale also recently established the Glendale Rental Assistance and Stabilization Program to provide temporary financial assistance to renters experiencing a destabilizing financial event. The city expects to complete development this year of 408 extremely low to low-income housing units. Pioneer Village will provide 340 apartment homes for individuals, families, and seniors earning no more than 80% of the area median income, while Parkview Glendale will provide 68 apartments for older adults earning between 30% and 60% of area median income.